I've worked very closely with the ETB and with the school to make sure that it would go through all the various stages, planning, design, and the various stages of the tendering. It's at the very final stage now. I've been working with Minister Foley to make sure we can get a final response and get the green light for it to go ahead. The final tender for the main contract has been identified. The ETB now are waiting for final go-ahead in relation to the electrical and mechanical subcontracts. So I'm confident working with Minister Foley we will be able to unlock that soon and get that approval soon. The school has made a massive difference to North and Isshowen when it was built 20 years ago, but the school has never been finished. Half of the school is in prefabs. It doesn't have the facilities that a school of its stature and of its educational service provision or students or staff deserves.
And in terms of the three school campus in Buncrana, it's a little bit further down the line, obviously, in terms of it's not as far advanced. How close are we?
The site is secured now, and that was a big problem for 10, 12 years, that despite the three schools, Buncrana College, College of Kenya alone, and Gael School of Buncrana, despite the three of them coming together, whatever, 12, 13 years ago and agreeing that they would go on the one site, there never was a site. The site is now secured. The architects and designers were appointed. They are doing the work, so that's proceeding now as promptly as it possibly can. And the next step then will be the lodging of the planning application. The other significant project then in Buncrana is Scoil Éisteagán, the largest national school in County Donegal, a wonderful, wonderful school, particularly in relation to special education provision, in dire need of a new school. Again, working with Minister Foley to make sure that, and then use that as currently out for tender, working to make sure that that project proceeds as well.